is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Today, my guest is Evangelist Liz Lavallee, a member of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend John Harris. She is an evangelist. She is a mother. She's a grandmother. She's a working lady, and she does a lot in our community. How are you today, Evangelist Lavallee?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you for having me this evening.
All right. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And today, our topic is, why does God love us?
Oh.
You know, we are a rebellious, disobedient people. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Sin is ever present. So many do not love God. So many do not desire Him. Why, Evangelist Lavallee, does God love us?
Well, first of all, He loves us because that's who He is. That's His characteristic. That's His nature to love. And as you said, you know, we were rebellious, sinful, desiring only to please ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But because God is who He is, and because He's a God of love and a God of mercy, and that's His character, He loves us in spite of ourselves.
In spite of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And he's not about love. He is love. He is love, and He's just waiting on us to love Him, because His arms are open, and He's just waiting on us to love Him.
Because that's His character, His outstanding characteristics of God, His love is unconditional.
Amen.
You know, we love depending on how people behave towards us or how they treat us.
Mm-hmm.
But God's love is unconditional.
Amen.
And so, even though we didn't deserve it, but because He's God, He loves us anyway.
He loves us anyway. And God wants us to accept His love. Why do you think God wants us to accept His love?
Because He wants us to accept His love, because God wants a relationship with us. And the only way that we can have that relationship with God is that we have to receive His love.
That's exactly because, right.
Yeah, because that's His nature. Then His children have to have that nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In order to be in relationship, it can't be a one-sided relationship.
Amen.
And so that's why He wants us to accept His love, in order that we'll be able to pour that love out into others.
Amen. Amen. And he wants us to draw nigh to Him. And we're all familiar with John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And, you know, everything that God does is referenced by his love. God shares his agape love with us, and his agape love, his benevolent, selfless love, he shares with us, and he doesn't require us to be worthy to receive his love. When we accept God's love, we develop, like you said, a relationship with him, and it causes us to be obedient to him, not because of our love for, well, because of our love for him. And God's love for us is not up and down. It's not dependent on our emotions. God loves us, and his love for us is solid. It's solid. It's something we can stand on and believe in and just have in our hearts, because his love for us is solid.
That's right.
And go ahead.
And as I've already stated, it's unconditional.
Unconditional.
It's not that we were so good or so deserving or the perfect people, as you've already stated. It's because of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of who he is. And so he invites us to join him in that kind of love for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he wants us to accept his love. He wants us to join in that type of love, to have that type of love for one another. Because even Jesus in John 13 and 34 says, for us to love one another, and he didn't say love one another as we felt like loving, but he said for us to love one another as he has loved us.
Amen.
So he wants us to show that same kind of unconditional love that he had towards us.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, we look for reasons to love others, but God's love is selfless. And like you said, unconditional.
Uh-huh.
And he, as you've said too, he loves us in spite of ourselves. And I think that's just, that bears to be repeated, because he loves us in spite of ourselves. But once we know him, he doesn't expect us to stay the same. There has to be a change once you get to know him. Even though he loves us in spite of ourselves, you know, there has to be a change when we come to know him. And you know, God's love for us is so important. Why do you think it's so important, God's love for us, his love for us?
Well, I think it's so important because it shows that that we are who we belong to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it had not been for the love of God, you and I and everybody who's here would be here today if it had not been for the love of God.
Amen.
We would have no hope. We would have no future. We would have nothing to look forward to.
Nothing. Nothing.
And so that is why God's love is so important. Mm. And the scope of his love is that he loved everybody.
Everybody.
And his love was inclusive. It included everybody.
Amen.
Because he wants everybody to share in that love. Because, Sister Harden, the only way that we can love one another, truly love one another, is that we have to receive that love from God.
Amen. Amen.
And that love that God pours into us begins to transform us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can pour out that love. And he helps us through the power of the Holy Spirit to love completely, just like he loved us.
Mm-hmm.
To look beyond others' fault and still love them unconditionally.
Amen. Amen. You know, and God's love also, it, like you said, if we didn't have that love, then you know, we would be empty. We would be empty. We would be lonely, and we will live wasted lives without God's love, because
exactly.
you don't have a purpose, you don't have
right.
anything. And John 3:14 says that he that loveth abideth in life, and he that loveth not abideth in death. And we are extensions of God's love, and like you said, when we're extensions of God's love, then we can pour love into others, not being selfish, but selfless. We can pour into others' lives with selfless love, unconditional love. And that's just so important. And plus, God's love sustains us. And his love is the example of all that is right and good, and God is the one who sustains us, and he is the one, like you said, who transforms our lives. He purifies human hearts, and God's love is just foundational. And 1 John 4:7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." God's love has been poured out into the hearts of others through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit has been given to us, and we become ambassadors of Christ, like you were saying, pouring out God's love to others.
That's right.
And that's that's wonderful. You know, just to think about it, to be ambassadors of God and to be a vessel that God can work through, and help others to know who He is. And
exactly.
And that's just
because when you think about Jesus, and He came and demonstrated God's love, and how will others know about God's love if those who he have chosen to be his ambassador, if we don't have that same kind of love that our Father has?
Amen.
How can we identify with him if we don't have that same kind of love that he has?
Amen.
If we're choosy about our love, or if our love can be just turned on and off like a faucet, you know.
Amen.
You know, how can we demonstrate, be ambassadors for Christ? Because we're going to come in contact with all kinds
yes.
of people.
So yes.
are we going to be choosing who we love? That's how the world is.
Amen. Amen.
And God don't want his children to be like that. He wants us to love unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
Whether others love us or not, we are to be imitators of our Father.
That's it. And it's not easy sometimes, because some people are just hard to love. I mean,
right.
that's just a fact. Some people are just hard to
yeah.
love. But we still can't hold that against them. We still
right.
have to love them. You know, we may not be able to fellowship with them, or, you know, talk to them
right.
and whatnot, be friends and all of that. But we still have to love them. Unconditionally, because that's who God is, and we represent him. And you know, we can't be judgmental, and a lot of us are judgmental, and you know, we'll say, well, you know, I'm not going to say anything to this person, they may get mad or something like that, or I don't want to have any dealings with this person, or whatever the case may be. But that's just not up to us to decide. God has already decided. He said to love our neighbors as to love thy neighbor as thyself. And if we love God, then we have to love our neighbor. Be kind to others and love others. And if we love him, then we have to love other people and not judge them into the ground, and you know, not have anything to do with them. Because God didn't, if that was the case, God could have just opened up the ground and swallowed us all up, because
right.
We weren't deserving people, you know, when we were walking in sin. So,
and that summarizes something. That tells us something. You know, God loved us in spite of ourselves, because Romans 5:8 says, even while we were yet sinners, even while we were wretched and undone. Matter of fact, we were enemies toward God. We were rebellious
yes.
toward God.
Mm-hmm.
And He still loved us.
Still loved us.
He still gave His Son to die for us.
Mm-hmm.
When we didn't care anything about Him, He demonstrated, He showed His love for us by sending His Son to die for our sin.
That's it.
And so when you look at that, that's why God's love is so important. It's so important because, like you said, that we come in contact with all kind of people. And when we think about the love that Christ has for us, that God has for us, and we allow Him to love through us, we're able to look beyond faults
mm-hmm.
and keep on loving.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's what love does. Love, the Bible say, hides a multitude of faults.
Amen.
And that's what God did for us. He looked beyond our sinfulness, our wretchedness, and His love prevailed towards us.
Amen. Amen.
And so He wants us to have that same kind of love. And like you said, some people are hard to love, but that's why we need the love of God. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, so that we can love those that are hard to love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that we can love them the same way that God
loved us. Mm-hmm.
We can love others that same way. And if it wasn't possible, He wouldn't have told us.
Right.
To love.
Right.
And He said that. He said, this is in Matthew's the 22nd chapter, 35 through 40. Look, He said, I summed it all up, you know, in the.
Amen.
One of the Lord wanted to know which was the greatest commandment. And the Lord said, listen, I summed it all up
mm-hmm.
in love. Love me, God
yes.
said, first of all and foremost, with everything that's within you, with all your heart, mind, all your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we love Him first, then we want to please Him. We want
yes.
to do what He wants us to do.
Yes.
And so since we know that He wants us to love, and I want to please Him, then I want to love.
That's it.
And so He says, and then the second commandment is like unto the first, is that you love your neighbor
as yourself.
You love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So who is my neighbor?
Everybody.
That's everyone. And He said, listen, I laid it all on that. I hung it all on that from Genesis to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was His nature to love. And that's how we are identified with Him, is how we love.
Yes, indeed. And then, too, you know, and I've often heard ministers say, too, that, you know, the believers are sometimes the only Bible that some people see.
Exactly.
And our actions toward loving each other, you know, and we're supposed to be God's people. Our actions sends messages to others who don't have a relationship with God. And some people know that, you know, people are, you know, go to church and they're Christians and whatnot, and they watch to see how you're gonna act, how you're going to handle things. And you know, if things are not handled in the right way, then some people will say, well, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Right.
If that's the action that people are going to take that's supposed to love God, they don't, that's not an example to them. So we have to exemplify God's love in our lives toward other people. If it's no more than handing somebody a glass of water, you
right.
know, it's something that will exemplify God's love in us, because we carry His name. We carry His name. And, you know, I just get excited whenever I talk about God. And, you know, you haven't always been in the place you're in. I haven't always been in the place that I'm in. But it's so exciting once you develop a relationship with God. You just wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You just, you know, and to learn more and more about Him, to draw nigh to Him, it's exciting, and it's revelation, and it's just so many wonderful things. And to have the opportunity to share it with others, the magnificent love of God is absolutely exhilarating. I know where God has brought me from. Uh-huh. And I know without the love of God in my life, I don't know where I would be. I just don't know. I don't know where I would be. So you just want to share that with other people, and you want people to listen, and you want people to just come to God, just repent and just come to Him and let Him rule your life. And, you know, why do you think it's so hard for some people to love God?
Well, for one thing, a lot of people just cannot believe that God can just love anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably believe that it's something that they have to do or
to get Him to love them.
To get God to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they compare God to man, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
man's love is conditional sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
And so, and they deem God to be like man. He loved me if I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm.
When really He said none of us was good, none of us were righteous, but He loved us anyway. And so some people think that, you know, I'm not good enough for God mm-hmm. to love me.
Yeah.
And it's just hard for them to release themselves.
Absolutely.
And it could be that, you know, yeah, like I say, basing God off of man.
Absolutely. You know, God, and because we mess up, and because we don't feel like we're good enough or
yes.
whatnot, God still does not change. He's still the same. His love is consistent. But you know, sometimes people's hearts grow cold, and sometimes because of the things that has happened to them or the things that someone has said to them, and some people just kind of slip away from God for whatever reason. And people struggle with maintaining their love for God. Even Christians sometimes,
uh-huh.
they struggle with maintaining their love for God. And some of the circumstances people face cause them to feel abandoned by God. They're getting into the feelings. And people also watch people who claim they belong to God, like I said before, and whose actions do not validate that, and they don't want any part of God. Or the church sometimes, you know, people don't want to deal with the hard things of the gospel. Because I can't remember what scripture it is, but God said to count the cost of following Him. And people don't want to deal with the hard things of the gospel. They don't want to deny themselves. And it's impossible to serve God and ourselves. We have to do one or the other. Die to flesh daily, and some people don't want to do that. And we must seek God over ourselves. And as God's children, it's going to be difficult. It's difficult at times. And we will face temptations and hardships. But when we surrender unto God, He becomes the source of our joy. And the journey will not be one of drudgery. it won't be drudgery, but it will be hard sometimes.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. Like you said, a lot of people, they want to live their lives the way they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do what they want to do. And mm-hmm. loving God is if they love God, like you say, truly love God, you have to deny yourself.
That's
according
it.
To Jesus. If you don't follow him, then he has to be priority. He has to be first.
Yes.
His ways has to become our ways.
That's it.
That's right. Our behavior, our attitude. There has to be a change to truly know that you're in a relationship with God. And many people don't want to change their ways.
No.
And so, therefore, that's why they find it hard to love God. And another thing is people love what they can see,
right.
feel, touch, you know. And so they don't see God. And then they compare, like I say, compare him to the way man loves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have a reason to love me, especially if my character is bad.
Right.
God, you know, no. And sometimes we treat people like that. We treat our Christian brothers and sisters, when they fail or they fall, then we look at that as if
and we
they
keep
don't
remembering
love God,
it.
God don't love them.
Yes, indeed. We keep remembering what they did.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But to truly love God, you got to give up yourself.
That's it.
You have to release control.
That is totally it.
Yeah.
But
most of the time we want to please ourselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we've talked and talked, and we've come to the end of this program, but next week we're going to finish this discussion on why does God love us, because it's really good. It's good to me to talk about this, and then listening to you too. You know, to talk about this, because God is love. He doesn't change. He loves us, like you said at first, in spite of ourselves. And what better place can you be except in the presence of God, loving God, getting to know him better, better and better and better and better. And we're gonna pause now, and we'll continue this discussion next week. So tune in, everybody, to hear the end of this discussion. Why does God love us? God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Bank.